guys, so I know it's been a while and I haven't been on here that much. You know, life's been busy, life's been going. But I'm back and we're just gonna get into it because I'm feeling very inspirational right now. I'm currently at my boyfriend's house. Yep. I don't know if I told you guys about this relationship. I probably did, like in a little rant about him because he'd be blowing me so much. But if I didn't tell you guys, I feel like I did, but I don't know if I did because I don't really keep on track with myself sometimes, you know? Like I said, from the beginning, this is the life of a teenager, but now I'm not a teenager anymore. I'm 20 years old. The big 2-0, like, I'm in my 20s, so this should be the life of a 20-year-old. No. The beginning of the 20s. That's what I'm going to title this. The beginning of the 20s. And then, boom, drop the mic, you know? Fire everywhere. But anyways, so the beginning of my 20s. So currently, I've been dating this boy that I met at my job. And I did tell you guys about him because I told you guys like I had a crush on this dude. But I never really, I think I got into it. But anyways, so I've been dating this boy I met at my job. We've been together. It's about to be like, I think it's like 8 or 9 months we've been together already for. We started dating this year. In January. I think it was January 25th. Well, it is January 25th. Either in January or November, but no, I think it was whatever. Anyways, whole point is we're about to make a year. Life's been good, like, to be honest. Yeah, we have our ups and downs, like we argue like any other couple. And then we break up with each other for like a day and then we get right back. Like, it never lasts long because like he can't live without me. I can't live without him. And I think it got to the point where, like, in my relationships, because, like, my other relationships, like, you know, I've been through a lot of heartbreak. As we can tell, we all know. But, like, none of them were real at all. Because the pain, yeah, it hurt for, like, a while. But then it just, like, stopped, you know, because it really wasn't it wasn't real. At the end of the day, all I can say, it just was never real. And this relationship is like, we're practically always together. We talk about like our future together and like our life goals and like kids one day near future, and like just, you know, starting our life together. So it's real. And I don't know, we genuinely understand each other and we laugh a lot. And that's the key in any relationship. And yeah, he's here too. But that's the key in like any relationship. And it's just to like be able to be yourself with them. Completely. Like, and if you feel, this is real relationship advice, if you feel like you can't be yourself with them, then don't even be in a relationship. That's the moment where you need to like leave, like just be done. If you can't, I'm gonna be real, if you can't fart in front of them because you're too shy, like, bro, you need to go. I get it. I understand, like, the first like 2 months, you know, you guys, you know, and I'm farting in front of each other because you think that's nasty or like weird, and like you don't want to freaking go poop at their house because you think like, oh my god, like who takes a poop? But like, bro, this is human nature. Like, it's normal. If you can't do normal things, then what are you still in a relationship with them for? Like, for what? And my boyfriend, he's, like, really open, like, for real. Like, I think it was, like, 2 months in, and he already farted in front of me. No, not even 2 months. It was, like, 2 weeks. And he was just going. And I was like, okay. Like, really? That's what we do now? But, you know, it was normal. Like, what? Or if you can't do your ugly laugh in front of them, leave. Leave. If they think you're ugly for doing your ugly laugh, that's it. It's done. Because when I tell you, I do my ugliest, ugliest laugh in front of him, and he does the same. Like, it just doesn't matter. What else? Morning breath, bro. If you cannot wake up in the morning and be in front of their face, if you have to go to the bathroom right away and, like, brush your teeth because you're scared they're gonna get a little whiff of that, you gotta go. Because that's normal. These are normal things that we should be normalizing, because it's normal. Like, what? Yeah, if you just really can't be yourself with them, just leave. At that point, just leave. Or if you feel like you can't open up to them about your feelings and how you feel inside, like, if you suffer from anxiety or depression or, like, anything, and if you feel like you can't open up to them about that, just leave. Or if they don't even take the time to listen to you, they're not worth it. They're not. I don't know how many times I've, like, cried to my boyfriend, a lot, about my feelings and, like, how I feel. And, like, I'll just have a mental breakdown just out of nowhere. And he sits there and he listens. Like, he listens. And sometimes he might not listen fully. Like, he might be a little bit busy. But he still makes it known that he cares, you know, and he's listening. Which is something that, like, I really appreciate, because it's like I never had that in my other relationships. Like, they didn't want to listen to me. They didn't want to hear about my feelings. They didn't want to, you know, it was just for one thing and one thing only. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, that's, like, important in a relationship too, but you first have to have an understanding with each other, you know? You have to be connected up here in your mind before anything else, because then all the other stuff is just, what's the word?
Bullshit.
Not bullshit.
Fake, phony, dog shit.
There's just no connection. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but the other stuff is nothing. It means literally nothing without having that soul connection and that mind, you know, just having that connection. But anyways, so before I even thought about doing this episode, the reason why I thought about doing this was because, I seen this post on Facebook, and it was like, money cannot buy, love. And then I slipped up and I was like, yeah, money can buy love. But it can't. It can't buy love. But, and this is something I genuinely think, like, it can. Money can buy happiness. Man, not that it can buy happiness, like, oh, you know, but it can be a gateway to happiness. Now, before you guys feel like, wait, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Like, what is this? Okay, listen to me. Money. If, you know, most of the time when people have money, they're able to, like, experience new things. They're able to travel. And while they're traveling and, you know, like, buying these stuff or going to, like, the Bahamas or, like, you know, swimming with dolphins and all that, you need money for that, right? And then when you have the money, you're able to experience these things. You're able to, you know, like, get more out of life because you have money. You're able to do it. And you're able to experience these, like, experiences that are once in a lifetime that bring you happiness. So, in a way, it kind of does buy happiness. Not just the money itself, but just like through the memories and everything you're creating with somebody, you know, that gives you happiness. So I just feel like it can. Right? No comment?
No, it does. I'll be happy as motherfucker in the world with somebody.
Give me money, like, bro, like, $500,000. Do you know what you can get with $500,000? Like,
yeah, people just be mad because they don't got money for real.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's really it. And then I'm not to say, because I grew up, I mean, even now, I don't got money like that. I don't. But growing up, like, my parents didn't have money like that at all. And we still had, like, a good childhood, you know. We still had a lot of happy memories. I was a happy kid growing up, you know. And not saying that money buys happiness always. Because you can always be poor as hell and still be happy. It's just the way you look at life and your mindset, too. But all I'm saying is if my parents were millionaires, I probably would have been a lot more happier. I probably would have had, you know, I would have been up. Like, I don't know. It's just certain things I've experienced in life I probably would have never experienced if I was made of money. Like, half of the shit I went through, I probably would have never have gone through. But yeah, that was just my little talk of the day. But yeah, I kind of want to do these more, like, these episodes where I have, like, my boyfriend talk on here too. Because he has a lot of insight. And I feel like I've given you guys my, you know, every time I talk in here, you know, I'm always given, like, a girl's perception of things. And I feel like it would be good to get a male's perception of some of the things, too. Because just the same way that, like, us girls, we have, like, issues with, like, guys and, like, how we feel and all that, I feel like men, too, have the same problem. And I can't really speak for them because I don't know how they feel. And you guys only hear my side of how I feel with my boyfriend and how annoying he is. And he probably has his own, well, he does have his own side, how he feels about me. So, you know. But yeah. I'm gonna do these more often. I know I promised you guys in the past I would. But I am. For real. This time. Because now I have more free time. My feet are sweaty. So yeah, guys. It was nice talking to you guys. I hope you guys liked it. You know, you got some, like, inspiration, some insight from me. And you're like, okay, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
Till next time. Bye, guys. And, you know, like always, continue listening to me. Subscribe. And, yeah. Give me a thumbs up.
Like, subscribe, comment if y'all want me to be in that motherfucker. Yeah.